The one thing that we do each and every week around this time is we try to discern how you're going to spend your week. I guess Richard used to, and now we do a streaming segment, but Richard used to just talk about movies that were opening in the theater, and I touched base with him today, and I said, because there was a news story that suggested, and we'll get into it in the roundtable, there's a news story that suggested that Regal, which is a big movie house or theater chain down in the United States, is closing 39 of their big theaters. And I was at the point of, hey, is it time to do the topic again? Are theaters dead? And he suggested no, because actually movie theaters, because of Avatar, have had a pretty good run post-COVID. So we didn't get Richard on about that, but we do have Richard to take a look at some of the movies that are opening this week. And if you haven't heard this segment before, basically Richard gives us a synopsis of the movie, and we try to guess what he will give it out of five. Tony and also Mark will join me in trying to guess. So, what is the first movie, Richard?
In Living, a new drama starring Bill Nye and now playing in theaters, an elderly civil servant given only months to live wonders if his life has had meaning.
Mr. Williams, a little on the frosty side, perhaps. Not too much fun in laughter. Rather like church.
Is it up?
Small wonder I didn't notice what I was becoming.
Dad, you're right.
If only to be alive for one day. But I realize that I don't know how.
Whenever I hear that name Bill Nye, I always think it's the science guy, but it's not the science guy. It's a different Bill Nye who, I guess, was he in Love Actually, Bill Nye? So it's that Bill Nye who, it's a different guy.
There's a Y at the end of his last name.
Okay. Yeah. I think that, you know what, this like seems like one of those movies that is probably really good, but it seems maybe it might be a little too depressing that I don't want to watch it. So I'm going to say Richard gives it 4 out of 5 stars. Tony.
I kind of fell asleep through the trailer, so I'm going to give it a 2.
All right, a 2.
I'll go 3 stars.
3 stars. Okay, I'm going to announce right now that I'm going to win. Well, maybe I went over. If we're going by Price is Right's rules, I may have gone over. Let me just say as a backup thing, I'm going to say 4, but I'll have to stick to my 4.5. Richard.
Living is a restrained movie, a Christmas carol of a sort about a man visited by two spirits, but in this case, two very real people who teach him to embrace whatever time he has left on Earth. With beautiful mid-century period details, it tells a simple story of regret, sadness, and a last attempt at doing something meaningful. On top of that is a beautiful performance from Bill Nye that helped earn Living, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
Four out of five. Wow, that is a... it's now playing in theaters, probably streaming at the end of this sentence. They come out so quickly that by the time the show is over in 40 minutes, it'll be streaming. I'm joking. Richard, what is the second movie that we're taking a look at?
In the Sun, a new drama starring Hugh Jackman and Laura Dern and now playing in theaters, a troubled 17-year-old moves in with his father and new wife in an attempt to find stability in his life.
What are you doing here?
Nicholas hasn't been to school in almost a month.
I wanted to ask, how are you? Has something happened? You realize the school is talking about expelling you? Can I live with you?
You said you don't feel very close to people your age.
Your other son, he needs you as well.
And you were at work all of the time.
Has he been able to talk about the divorce?
I've tried to be there for you. I've tried to give you strength. What's going on? Are you on drugs? You think you can just live your life doing whatever you feel like?
I don't know what's happening to me.
Is the movie longer than that? I think that was as long as the movie. I couldn't even sit through that. I have a feeling it's going to get great reviews, but it just seems like, oh my God. I mean, you got to go in that. And if you go into that movie in a bad mood, you're going to come out I'm going to say, but I'm going to go, I bet you it's good. I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5. Tony?
Like part of the trailer, Are You on Drugs? That was like a 1.5 for sure. I'm feeling stingy tonight. 1.5 for the sun.
Mark?
I think a standard 3. 3 out of 5.
3. I bet you it's over 3. I'm going to say he's going to give it 4. I'm giving it a 3.5, but I bet you gives it a 4. Here's Richard. Richard?
Compassion abounds in the sun, and Jackman astounds with work that is tinged with vulnerability, tragedy, and guilt. But the script offers few surprises.
Uh-oh.
Director Florian Zeller telegraphs the film's biggest moments as if he doesn't trust the audience to follow along. Those early revelations mute the story's emotional power despite the fine, compassionate performances, and that's why I gave The Sun, now playing in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars.
Whoa, 2 out of 5. A lot of work from it sounds like Hugh Jackman did a good pouty job, but not getting rewarded from Richard. Okay, final movie, Richard, what is it?
In Missing, a new technological thriller now playing in theaters, a young digital sleuth rallies the power of social media to locate her mother when she goes missing while on vacation in Colombia.
Kevin and I are headed to LAX, and we need you to pick us up on Monday. Keep your location on the entire time I'm away.
No fun. Got it.
Hi, this is Grace Allen. Please leave a message.
Mom, where are you guys?
What is your emergency?
My mom never came home from her trip. I don't know where she is.
You need to let the police handle this.
I tried.
I'm not giving up on my mom.
Don't give up on your mom. I have not given up on my mom either. And I don't necessarily want to get off on a tangerine here, but just let me. Oh, it stopped. It's on strike. I wonder why it stopped.
Was that Big Spender? What was that?
No, it's the tangerine.
Tangerine.
Thank you. Let me get off on a tangerine for a second about not giving up on my mom. Mom, you drive me crazy sometimes. I mean, you are a lovely woman, but I just wish you'd exercise a little bit. You could take care of yourself so much better if you just exercised a little bit. Just get off the couch and enjoy your life and stop watching those stupid TV shows. That's about my mom, who I love, by the way, folks.
Tangerine!
I'm going to give this one 2.5 stars. Tony?
I'm going to go with 3. I've actually seen the trailer for this, and it looks like, okay. So I'm going to go 3.
Okay.
I'm going to go 2.
All right. Richard, what do you say?
Missing is almost as anxiety-inducing as those 3 dots that come up when you're waiting for someone to text you back.
Mm.
Because this is a technological thriller, the usual visual genre tricks don't apply. There are no darkly lit alleyways, shadowy corners, or smoke-shrouded back rooms. Instead, the screen is filled with dialogue boxes, blown-out YouTube videos, FaceTime pop-ups, and Google search bars. The information-gathering aspect of the story may look like something that would confuse and confound Philip Marlowe, but the procedural is the same as other classic Private Eye movies, and that's why I gave Missing, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
All right. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Good crop this weekend, thanks to Richard. That's Does Richard Krause Love These Movies?